Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for February 23rd, 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Leroy Bagley, Sr. Deacon Bagley? Deacon Bagley, can you hear me? Okay, we are going to move on to our scripture reading by Sister Karen Meekins, and we'll follow up with Deacon Bagley. Karen?
Good evening. Yes. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. I will be reading from the NIV, Psalms 34, 1 through 8. I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. The Lord's word is already blessed. Amen.
Amen. We will now go to our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Leroy Bagley, Sr. Deacon Bagley, can you hear me? Okay, we will move on to our prayer by Associate Deacon Daryl Harris.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to thank God. Say a prayer tonight to just thank God for just being who he is. Because to me, God is who he say he is, but he never really says who he is. You never hear him bragging or boasting about what he is. There's only two times in the Bible God ever really mentioned it, and both times it had to deal with Jacob. Jacob's son Joseph can interpret God's dreams. God came to him in a dream one day and said that he's going to reveal himself to us. He revealed himself to us through Moses that said, I am the great I am that I am, the great king of this universe, the great king of the heavens and the earth. And the other time is with Jesus at that well, at Samaria, which is actually Jacob's well, who he left for his son, Joseph. You know, at that well, he told that woman everything that she ever did. And she said, he has to be the Messiah. And he said, he is the Messiah. And they say the Messiah would come out the house of Jacob. In the name of Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen.
We We will now have a closed mic prayer for approximately 2 minutes.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need me.
Oh, we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree.
You
are in
I hope you didn't mind that I needed some additional time with the Lord this evening. We're going to try Deacon Bagley one more time. He's been having some difficulty on his end. We are going to move forward with our prayer from Deacon Charles Fleet, Jr.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The world around me calls my attention, but my hope I put in you, O Lord. The shiny temptations of the world fade away in my eyes when I consider the promises you have established. So I will place my hope in your trustworthiness. My eyes long to see you and to experience your great kingdom. I know I won't be put to shame, but you will be pleased to give what you have promised. I humble myself before you, forsaking the things of this life, trusting in what you will bring with you in your day. Thank you, Lord, for your promises, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Brother Alonzo Chappelle, who is a member of the First Baptist Church Choir with a strong baritone voice.
The high calling of God. Good evening. My name is Alonzo Chappelle. I am so blessed to be here to give you my personal testimony about my journey and how I overcame those obstacles and trials that were placed before me. Let's go to prayer, please. Oh, Lord, thank you for granting me another day free of harm and danger. You have chosen me tonight to give the message, to express my gratitude and my happiness for you and how you brought me through so many trials and tribulations. I want this testimony, personal testimony, to bless all who hears my voice. Amen. Born here in Washington, D.C., in Adams Morgan, the youngest of five boys and one girl. I was educated right there in Adams Morgan, Marie Reed Community Center. As a child, I was born with some challenges. At a very young age, I did not speak when I was supposed to speak. I was, had delayed speech. And because of that delayed speech, I endured months or possibly years of therapy. And in addition to that, I was dealing with seizures as a child, which would come on unexpectedly. And because of that, I was in the hospital or in the doctor's office quite often. And of course, I dealt with, all my life with vision problems, very low vision as a child. But today, I'm here to tell you that I'm still standing. I am blessed that the Lord has brought me through. He has healed my body. I have no more seizures. To God be the glory. And I am speaking for you and even singing for you. And I owe that all to God. Even though those trials were dominating my life as a child, it kind of hindered my growth as, intellectually, as, through my education and elementary school. School was very challenging for me. But I know that with God's help and with my mother's help, I was going to get through. And that I did. And today, He has blessed me immensely, enabling me to see the world beyond what my eyes could only see, protecting me as I go through these foreign countries where drugs were so rampant 40 years ago in South America. He's blessed me to even come back and return back to South America the second time to experience and to learn about different cultures and the way people live. And because of that, I am so thankful for the Lord for opening my eyes and being sensitive to other cultures and other ways of living. I stand here today, almost 60 years old. Never thought I would make it this far because I had so many things going against me, I felt. But with God on my side and support that he has given me, blessing me with people in my life, my mother, my family, and even close friends, to encourage me to not give up. I've come too far to turn back now. Today I could say that I made it through school. I've graduated. I've gotten my degree. I'm blessed to still say, to God be the glory, that I still have a job. And able to even bless those around me. I want to thank God for allowing me to be there for my mother, who was there for me. I'm still grieving, but I feel so much joy in my heart because of my mother and what she has done for me. I thought that, you know, when I was a kid, since my mother had me so late in life, I thought I would never, ever see my mother reach the age that she did. But by the grace of God, he allowed her to live 96 years. And I was so blessed to be able to be there for her. He strengthened me. He has protected me. And I just thank him. I can't give up now. There was a young lady who told me, because of some of the setbacks that I've had, disappointments that I had in my life, you know, she asked me, you know, did I feel that I wasted my life? I thought about that. Of course, it was not a good thing to say, but I thought about it, and I told her, I said, no, I never will ever feel that I've wasted my life, even though I did not reach certain goals or had missteps in the past. I still got to keep pressing on. As long as there's breath in my body, as long as the Lord grant me life, I will keep pressing on, reaching for that prize. So I hope that you take from this message that no matter your trials or tribulations, there's always hope. Don't let no one tell you that you can't, you won't, or don't you ever believe or say to yourself, you've wasted your life. It's a blessing. I thank the Lord. To God be the glory for all he's done for me. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Alonzo. A little known fact, Alonzo and I went to Marie H. Reed together. That's where I met him years ago. And if it were not for his mother and his sister developing a wonderful arts program at Marie H. Reed, I never would have learned the joy or known the joy of singing and dancing and performing and acting. We did several productions, but the one that I remember the most was Bubbling Brown Sugar. So your mother and sister were a blessing to me and others as well, and I just thank God for her, for both of their insights into what you needed and what the community needed. So enough of that. I am going to unmute the lines for 20 seconds so that we can acknowledge our speaker and his message. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds.
Thank you for that word. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you, Alonzo. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Make sure that you back up.
Thank you.
Yes, bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Blood of Jesus all on us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
Surely we want to express our deep appreciation to Brother Chappelle for that wonderful testimony and for the inspiration that he provides for us as he shares how God has blessed and delivered him. We want to want you to know that we appreciate you and appreciate what God has done through you and in your life. You are indeed a special blessing to our church family as well. We want to say thank you to all of those persons who participated in our services this evening. We are blessed by this time that we have to share together, and this time that we are able to talk to the Lord in confidence and in the assurance that we have brothers and sisters who indeed love and support us. Let us continue to join together, almost 100 of us, joining on Wednesday evenings to make our appeal to the Lord and to enjoy his spirit as he reaches us all over the community. God is blessing us even right now, and we thank God. Will you be kind enough to join us again on Sunday? If you will, on Sunday, we will have our final hour of Black History celebration, and we will have the Reverend Dr. Daryl Roberts, the esteemed pastor of the 19th Street Baptist Church, will be preaching during that time, and we want to encourage all of you to come as we close out our Black History experience. We are grateful to our IT technicians who have certainly stepped up in a great way to present, as well as our Christian education ministry that has made our Black History Month a significant experience as we examine the need for our participation in health and sharing in health. We have been blessed in a mighty way, and let us continue to hold fast and stay together in what we are doing. On tomorrow night, we are having a special and important meeting that was called for in our church meeting. It's going to be on tomorrow, February 24th at 6 p.m. Remember, 6 p.m. It's a special community development impact meeting on Zoom. And the meeting will include discussions on the status of our community development. And we want you to come so you will know what we are doing to make affordable housing available to seniors and to low and moderate income residents in the community. Please come so that you can be informed of what's taking place. We want to encourage you to use the link to come on the Zoom. Use the link that is in the pastor's letter. Go to the pastor's letter. And I'm going to also request that link be placed on our website for convenience as well, so that you can enter into our Zoom meeting to get the important information that's coming your way and that you can share in the experience together. Will you also remember our sick and shut in and certainly pray for them? And we're going to ask that you would pay attention to how we can be supportive of those who are bereaved in our church family. The homegoing service for Trustee Charles Ford will be held at First Baptist Church on Friday, February the 25th at 11 a.m. for the family, especially for the family. If you desire to attend the viewing, note that the viewing must conclude by 10:45. We encourage you to come at least by 10, be there at 10, and the viewing time will conclude by 10:45. Please follow the instructions of the ushers, the security and health coordinators monitoring our COVID-19 protocol. Please come and follow through that experience and be blessed and supportive thereby. We also want to ask you to pray for Sister Dolores Jones, who's lost her son, Tony. And that homegoing celebration will be held at the Strickland Funeral Home at 6500 Allentown Road in Camp Springs, Maryland. The wake is at 10 a.m., and the service will be at 11 a.m. We urge your supporting Sister Jones in that experience and pray for all of those persons who have served and fallen by the way and has taken that final solo trip to be with the Lord. We're going to now invite you to our prayer request time. We're going to have 20 seconds. We're going to unmute for 20 seconds for you to list the names of the persons that you want to special prayer, as well as situations that you would like to be prayed for. And that you would call out those names. 20 seconds. The lines are on unmute now. God, our Father, we come before you just now, knowing that you have heard the cries and the pleas of these your servants. You know the names of each one of those individuals that they have called out. And we ask, O God, that you will bless as only you can do. We ask, Master, that you would hear their concerns for the families that's struggling this day and this time and this moment, the families that need you, O God. We pray that you would attend to their needs, draw them close together that they may be able to provide for each other what you know that they stand in need of. We ask, O God, that you would bless every moment, every hour that has been inflicted with some kind of difficulty, some kind of challenge, and some kind of problem. Bless, O God, as only you can do. We pray special blessings now for the sick, God, and for all those persons who are bereaved. O God, have mercy tonight, if it be your holy and divine will. Attend to them, O God, and let them know that they are not alone in their struggles, that they can get the blessing that cometh from you. We pray for those who are mentally challenged, O God. We pray, O God, for your guidance and your protection, O God. Bless us, Master, who are challenged emotionally, whose daily struggles are causing us mental discord and confusion. Have mercy, O God, if it be your holy and divine will. Bless everyone that's on this call, O God. You know what we all stand in need of. You know what our hearts need. You know the pain and the hurt and the trial. And you know all about us, O God. We pray, O God, that you would protect us and hold us in your care. Draw us real close to you, God. Bless us, bless us, bless us. We wait on you, God. We know we can't make it without you. We need your power, your grace, your mercy, your love. And now, God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for being so good to us. You have brought us through seen and unseen dangers. You have delivered us out of many pits and trials. And we want to say thank you for being so good to us. Some of us have been sick. Some of us have been weary. Some of us have been let down. Some of us have felt lost and lonely and separated and alienated. Oh, God, we pray that you would continue to hold us in the palm of your hand and assure us that all is well. Bless First Baptist, oh God. May we be the instrument that you want us to be. Help us to rid ourselves of all of those disappointments, all of the anguish and all of the trials and all of the hurt. Help us, oh God, to grow that we might be able to be the people that you want us to be. Then, God, we ask that you would help us to make the right decisions in our community, in our lives, in our person, oh God. Help us to do the right thing. that we may be able to fulfill your mission and your purpose for our living. Keep us and sustain us as only you can do. For it is in the precious name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. And our soul says, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. Amen.